This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Next week, I'm doing a deep dive into The Complete Artist's Way, a very popular self-help book written by Julia Cameron in the 90s, where she treats creativity as a spiritual practice. The book is broken up into a 12-week program where we as artists go on a journey of recovering a sense of safety, identity, power, integrity, possibility, abundance, connection, strength, compassion, self-protection, autonomy, and faith. And I have done some deep dives on several chapters of this book before, but for organization purposes, I decided now would be a perfect time for a deep dive all in one place over the next week or so. And before I dig into the actual meat and potatoes of the book, I want to share some of the Q&As I found in the back of the book, because this book, being 30 years old, means it's had a lot of time for feedback and frequently asked questions. And many of them I found to be incredibly empowering, and I'm hoping once I share them with you, you'll feel the same. The first question that is in the back of the book asks, is true creativity the possession of a relatively small percentage of the population? And to that, Julia Cameron responds, absolutely not. She says, we are all creative. Creativity is a natural life force that all can experience in one form or another. Just as blood is part of your physical body and nothing we have to invent, creativity is part of us, and we can tap into the greater creative energies of the universe and pull from that vast, powerful spiritual wellspring to amplify our own individual creativity. But as a culture, we tend to define creativity too narrowly, and we think of it as an elitist term, as something belonging to a small chosen tribe of real artists. But in reality, everything we do requires making creative choices. Although we seldom recognize that fact, the ways in which we dress, we set up our homes, we do our jobs, the movies we see, and even the people we involve ourselves with, those are all expressions of our creativity. It is our erroneous belief about creativity, our cultural mythology about artists. And she quotes here, all artists are broke, crazy, promiscuous, self-centered, single, or they have trust funds. But that encourages us to leave our dreams unfulfilled. These myths must often involve matters of money, time, and other people's agendas for us. And as we clear these blocks away, we can and will become more creative. When asked what factors keep people from being creative, Julia responded with conditioning. Family, friends, and educators may discourage us from pursuing an artist's career. Again, there's the mythology that artists are somehow different. And this mythology of difference inspires fear. If we have negative perceptions about what an artist is, we will feel less inclined to do the diligent work necessary to become one. On a societal level, blocked creative energy manifests itself as a self-destructive behavior. Many people who are engaged in self-defeating behaviors, such as alcohol or drug or sex or work addiction, are really in the hands of this shadow side of the creative force. As we become more creative, these negative expressions of that creative force often abate. Now, I personally struggle with one of the main underlying central exercises of the book, which is the morning pages and the artist dates. And I know I'm not alone, as Julia addresses it. The morning pages are 3 pages of stream of consciousness, longhand morning writing. You should think of them not as art, but as an active form of meditation for Westerners. In the morning pages, we declare to the world and ourselves what we like, what we dislike, what we wish, what we hope, what we regret, and what we plan. By contrast, the artist dates are times for receptivity, pre-planned solitary hours of pleasurable activity aimed at nurturing the creative consciousness. Used together, these tools are meant to build, in effect, a radio set. The morning pages notify and clarify. They send signals to the verdant void. And the solitude of the artist dates allow for our answers to be received. The morning pages and artist dates must be experienced in order to be explained. Just as reading a book about jogging is not the same as putting on your Nikes and heading to the running track, map is not territory. And without reference points from within your own experience, you cannot extrapolate what the morning pages and artist dates can actually do for you. Another question I found to be really inspiring was, what can I do to overcome my self-doubts about being a good artist? And Julia reaffirms that we shouldn't try to overcome our self-doubts about being an artist at all. The point is to move through those self-doubts. Many of us believe that real artists don't experience self-doubt, but in truth, artists are people who have learned to live with the doubt and do the work anyway. The exercises in the book will help you dismantle the hypercritical, inner censor, and perfectionist. You will learn that a part of being fully creative means allowing for an off day or two. Because the artist's way focuses on process rather than product, you will learn to value your mistakes as a part of the learning process. And when asked why artists tend to procrastinate, she says, artists procrastinate out of fear, or because they want to try to wait for the right mood in order to work. The artist's way teaches us how to separate mood from productivity. It will also teach you to value a self-loving enthusiasm over mechanistic discipline. And that, to me, is the key. This book can sometimes get a little hokey for even me, who loves the spiritual mojo. I will always support this book simply because it does prioritize the process more than the results, and it reminds us that learning how to enjoy and be enthusiastic about the process makes getting the results not only easier, but improves the quality of the results we get in the first place. And I'll leave you with the last bit of the FAQ, which is, what is the most common misconception about creativity? And Julia answered with, the most common misconception is that we would have to leave our current lives in order to pursue our dreams. It is easier for us to use our jobs, our families, our financial situations, our time obligations as a way or ways to keep us safe from the anxiety caused by stepping out of our comfort zones into the creative process. When we allow ourselves to be thus thwarted, we deny ourselves tremendous joy. She goes into effective ways to abate this through creative clusters and other strategies, but I think those are less important than remembering the key, which is that sometimes if you're intentional with the process, then it not only makes the process suck a little less, but it also serves to remind us that the process is the point. The results are temporary, but learning to enthusiastically fall in love with the process of living and creating and being is the key. We will be digging more into this on Monday morning, bright and early. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you listen in real time and celebrate, happy Easter. In the meantime, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.